SBS Radio.
Yeah, that's right. He announced it last Tuesday, and he's denied that the announcement was made to look at doing that had anything to do with the Wentworth by-election. He said it was more due to the timing of a United Nations vote, which already happened on Wednesday, on the Palestinian Authority being elected chair of the G77 Coalition of Developing Nations, which the Prime Minister said Australia would vote against.
Australia did vote against it, together with the US and Israel.
Yes, and he added the emphasis on the word was that the government would consider relocating the embassy and review its policy. So it wasn't a clear-cut commitment to do so. But nevertheless, it was a huge talking point in the build-up to the Wentworth by-election, Sydney's East, where, of course, the former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, that was his seat.
I think that there were other issues that the Prime Minister raised. He said that he announced closer security ties with Israel through an exchange of defence attachés and a review of whether the Iran nuclear deal remains the best option on the table. So this is something to mention, because he's now talking about the Iran deal.
Yeah, so that was emerging a few things in one, so it was quite significant. And in fact, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tweeted that he was very thankful about Morrison's views and his promise to at least consider all these things.
What was the reaction about the government's announcement that it's considering to move the Australian embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
Yeah, so it was very much welcomed by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Anton Block, who thanked Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, for, quote, his moral clarity on these issues. He said every state has the right to determine where within its sovereign territory its capital should be located, and recognising this simple fact would in no way preclude a future agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. And, of course, that was a point that Scott Morrison argued himself in the announcement. This was ended up being the main issue which was talked about at the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies Wentworth Candidates Forum, which happened on last week on Wednesday. The evening presented a chance for the four main candidates, Liberal Party's Dave Sharma, Labor's Tim Murray, and Independents Karen Phelps and Lecia Heath, to argue their cases. Karen Phelps was stingingly critical of the timing of Scott Morrison's embassy announcement, saying there's no question this was a politically motivated decision. And she lamented the announcement being made without bipartisan discussions and, quote, without a comprehensive analysis of the defence, the trade and the security implications. Tim Murray added from Labor that it was not correct process to raise the issue in the middle of a very divisive by-election. Dave Sharma, the Liberal candidate, countered that the Prime Minister had merely announced a review which would consider many factors, including a two-state solution, Australia's economic security and strategic interests in the region. He said it would undoubtedly take into account the views across the Australian political spectrum, including the Labor Party and Independents. But notably, none of the candidates endorsed a unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state, and all the candidates at the forum agreed that Israel comes under undue scrutiny and is subject to unfair bias at the United Nations. And the only other main matters discussed at the forum were religious freedoms, asylum seekers and climate change, with Phelps reiterating her concerns reported in last week's AJN about the review into religious freedoms, while Sharma urged the audience to wait until the report on that is released before coming to any conclusions.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, talking about the Prime Minister, he visited Melbourne and he met with the Jewish community leadership there.
Yeah, that's right. So he visited Beth Weitzman Jewish Community Center. The main purpose of his visit was to commit $1 million of federal government funding to the building of a security wall for the center. Of course, to meet Melbourne's key rabbis in the Orthodox, progressive and conservative communities. He began with a bit of a joke. He said, "A Pentecostal and a Jew walked into the party room. Sounds like a bit of a bad joke," he said. "But here emerges the new generation of the leadership of the Liberal Party." He said, often they ask you in politics, who are your main political heroes? He cited, you know, former Prime Ministers John Howard, former Victorian and New South Wales State Premiers Jeff Kennett and Nick Greiner. But then he said, "I've got to tell you, the people who really guide me when I look to inspiration and leadership, biblical figures, including Joshua, Daniel, Joseph and Nehemiah." He continued, "I just want you to know that while we might be of slightly different faiths, we both worship the same God passionately, and that is something I look to each and every day." So it was good to see for the community, getting to know the Prime Minister.
And the current Premier of Victoria is also offering money to the Jewish community.
That's right. So there's a Victorian state election not too far away. I think in November, Premier Daniel Andrews paid a visit to Habonim House, Shalom Aleichem College and the Kadima Jewish Cultural Centre, all in Melbourne, to announce that the state government would fund a $500,000 contribution, if elected, to a new Jewish cultural and arts precinct, which will be located in Elstonwick. I'll just give you a little snapshot of this project. It's quite a large-scale project. It'll be housed in two new campuses in the current Kadima building at Selwyn Street in Melbourne, and a new building at the corner of Selwyn and Sinclair Streets. It'll include the Kadima and Shalom Aleichem College, while the Jewish Museum of Australia would actually relocate to the precinct from its current premises in St Kilda. And the new precinct will also sit alongside an expanded Jewish Holocaust Centre.
Very promising. Let's see.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens, exactly. And before we go, the COA Sydney has announced the appointment of the new CEO, Rachel Tanney. What do we know about her?
So Rachel Tanney, who worked within the Sydney Jewish community at Central Synagogue, she was Rebbetzin at the Adelaide Hebrew Congregation as well. So she's had experience in different cities in Jewish circles. And she said, of course, it's going to be a tremendous honour to be given the opportunity to work with such a well-established organisation, COA of Sydney, and to be part of the Jewish aged care sector as it moves forward. Of course, she's going to be replacing Julie Golding, who's been the CEO and a staff member at COA Sydney for, I think, 3 decades at least.
We wish her good luck. It's a very important organization assisting the elderly in Sydney. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week. SBS.com.au